Hey everyone, yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by Jetson Surf Technology, offering innovative electric-powered surfboards. Visit JetsonSurfTechnology.com to try one out today. All right, thanks again for Jetson Surf Technology. Those surfboards are pretty cool. If you're having a hard time paddling anymore, these might be just what you need. All right, we got some action going on. And got a disturbance over on the Bahamas right now. You can see it if you look on the radar. It's kind of blowing up, but it doesn't really have any circulation. It's not going to really do much, but give us a little bit of easterly wind flow for the next couple days, and then it's going to pull out of here and move up north, up the southeast coast. This is what Swami says anyway. Now, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of a background wind swell mixed with some ground swell, maybe, possibly. So there's a little bit of a background 8 to 9 to 10 seconds, mostly north of Sebastian Inlet, further north up there. New Smyrna, of course, Daytona, Jacksonville, St. Augustine, all those guys are going to get a little bit more surf than us. And the winds are supposed to be out of the east for today on Wednesday and Thursday, east at around 10 plus. And they might be a little more gusty. And also there might be some sneaker sets by later today and tomorrow. So, but don't get your hopes up. It's mostly waist-high average for the bigger stuff. Maybe a little bigger. So that's what's going on. It looks like by Fridays, here down in Brevard County, it's moved off. We're going to get a south winds, it looks like, on Friday. But Swami put up there, possibly Friday could still be east winds. But it looks like by Friday, the south winds come, and then the southwest flow comes for the weekend, which means more rain again. So we'll keep you posted. Better get on this next little bit of surf today and tomorrow. And it looks like it's dropping off Friday. And it's not really showing down here past just north of the inlet. It's pretty small. So if you want to go surfing, try to start up there by Satellite Beach and north, and there should be a little bit more action. All right, thanks again for JetsonSurfTechnology.com for sponsor report. And we'll be back for Foam Ball Friday. Take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.